There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is episode 9, Excuses Don't Create Content. Hello and welcome to the Erin May Henry Show. I am your host, mentor and friend Erin, and I'm here to teach you how to show up and feel confident to be unapologetically yourself and get paid for it. This podcast is all about personal branding, and we dive deep into topics such as mindset, growing a global community, social media marketing, and building your online empire. If this is our first time meeting, then welcome, my beautiful friend. I am so incredibly excited to have you here. When I'm not podcasting, you can usually find me on my YouTube channel, All About Business and Mindset, hanging with my community in the May Collective Facebook group, or of course, drinking a wine somewhere down in sunny Australia. All of which you are totally welcome to join me. If you're ready to shake things up and step up to the plate as the game changer that you were created to be, then this is the podcast for you. So let's jump in to today's episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode, my beautiful, sweet friends. So what I wanted to talk about in this episode, and I want to make this pretty much a quick chat for you so that you can have some inspiration here on your Monday morning to really go out there and put yourself out there this week. But I wanted to talk about excuses, and particularly the excuses that so many of us make to not put content out online. You know, I've dealt with so many people over the course of the past 12 months in terms of my clients, my students, and just pretty much anyone that has sent me any type of message on social media about why they're not growing. And at the end of the day, most of the time, I'm going to say 90% of the time, it comes back to consistency. And when we speak about why they're not putting out the content that they need to be putting out to grow online, there's always a reason. There is always something that legitimately to me and to them sounds like a plausible reason as to why they're not putting the content out there online. But at the end of the day, all it is an excuse. And I know excuses are a funny thing, right? Because they actually don't exist. I mean, they're not a reflection of reality. All they are is a matter of priority. An excuse is you saying, I don't prioritize this, when you're making an excuse not to do it. But to us, it feels so real. You know, so many of us have jobs, so many of us have children, partners, friends, social engagements, things that we need to do to live our lives, and we're using all of those things because they're the part of our lives that make us the busiest as a reason why we can't create content. The thing is, you can do both, because there are people out there who are doing both. It's the other time. You know, you might think that you're all really busy with your children, you're really busy with your job, you're really busy with your family, you're really busy with your commitments. It's not that time that's dragging you away from creating content. It's the other time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. And something that I have lived my life by, one of the biggest mantras that's been able to push me forward on my journey, is if somebody else can do it, I can do it too. Nothing motivates me more than knowing that if there are other people out in this world that are doing what I want to do, then I have the capability to do this also. And it's very much the same for you and for your excuses. If there is somebody else doing it, if this is a physical possibility, then you can do it too. You know, just like I said, we all have the same amount of hours in a day, and it's how we choose to spend them that matters, yes, but it's also what we want to spend them doing. So many of us have these big visions for our brand, our business, But at the end of the day, we haven't got to the point where it's a priority for us yet, to the point where we make time to do the things that we need to put us out online. We make time to put the content out. We make time to create the content. We make time to engage with people. What I want you to do is to really start being honest with yourself. And something that I just want you to grasp is the fact that the only person that cares about your excuses is you. And I know that sounds really harsh, and it's not something that I love to say to people, but I have to because it's the truth. Your audience don't care about your excuses. The market that you've chosen to be in doesn't care about your excuses. Your potential customers and clients doesn't care about your excuses. The money that you're leaving on the table because you're not showing up doesn't care about your excuses. The only one that legitimizes your excuses is you. So you have to understand that you can have your excuses or you can achieve your goals. There's no in between. I've spoken about this already on the podcast, but I really wanted to dedicate an episode to giving you some tangible advice of what to do when you actually are finding yourself on that excuse hamster wheel and you're legitimizing not putting yourself out there because your excuses feel so real. They feel so good, right? They make you sound so good. I'm not putting out content because I'm spending time with my children. I'm not putting out content because I've got a job. That's fine. They all sound really good. They sound good to me. You know, when my clients give me excuses, I sometimes feel like saying, oh, okay, you know, poor you, like you have got it really busy. But at the end of the day, I can't create content for you. Nobody else is going to create content for you. So you can either have the excuse or you can have the goal. So what I want to give you the advice today is a couple of things that you can do when you find yourself making excuses as to why you can't do what needs to be done to put yourself out there. If you've listened to the episode with Sam a couple of weeks back regarding her growth, that's the growth that so many of you are desiring. You want to grow quickly. You want to start making a massive impact, taking on clients, getting opportunities, being on the radio, magazines, growing a Facebook group. Well, you heard what it took. Sam has a full-time job and she comes home and works every single night, every single weekend. She's working in between classes. She's working on the way to work. She's working when she gets there. She's just using every tiny morsel of spare time rather than scrolling through social media, rather than sitting there and watching Netflix on a Sunday afternoon, rather than catching up with that girlfriend for coffee. It takes sacrifice. So what I really, really want you to do, first of all, before you even start trying to push against the wall, trying to push your dreams, I really want you to get yourself in a position that you're going to be pulled towards them. I said at the beginning, it's always going to be a matter of priority, right? You do all of the things that matter to you or that are easy. At the end of the day, that's what drives us to take action. It's whatever's easy and comfortable or what matters. You know, sometimes changing your child's diaper in the middle of the night is not the most easiest or most comfortable thing to do, but it matters because that's your child and you don't want them sitting there in poo, right? But other times we often retract and we fall victim to doing what is the most easiest thing to do. And often that is not putting ourselves out there online. So I want you to get yourself in a position where you can be so incredibly emotionally attached to your business, to building your brand, to the point where it is just as important to you as your family. It is just as important to you, to your health, if that is important to you. You need to paint the most clearest picture of what your life could look like if you did all of the things required to grow your brand and business. And you need to become so emotionally attached to that vision. It's not enough to just have the travel, the money, the opportunities. It's not just enough to just know what they could be for you. You have to know specifically how it's going to feel for you and the people that matter to you. Create as much of an emotional connection to your vision as you possibly can. For me, a part of my vision is to make money, yes, but you know, having $100 bills in my wallet isn't going to make me happy. What's going to make me happy is when I can buy members of my family houses, when I can give to all of the charities that mean a lot to me. You know, I already donate quite a bit of my money to a various number of charities, particularly for Pencils of Promise and the diabetes, because a lot of people in my family have diabetes. But, you know, for me, being able to give so much more than a couple of $100 a month means a lot to me. And that would make me, yes, feel significant, but like I'm contributing as well. And the same thing, if I could give, buy my parents a house, buy all the people in my family things that they want just to bring them joy. And I know, you know, buying people things is not what could bring them joy, but just let's face it, it makes life easier. So I want to be able to buy things for people that matter to me. I want to be able to give back to my audience as much as I possibly can. You know, I want to be able to really allow every single person that wants an education, that wants to put themselves out there to do so, even the people that can't afford, you know, $1,000 mentoring. So I have big visions and all of that involves money, but I have this serious, deep emotional connection to how it will feel for me when I can achieve all of those things. And I can step into that vision each and every single day and feel into the emotions of what it would be like to be able to be making that kind of impact. You have to just be so, so connected to your vision. You will never, ever feel like doing this stuff. You know, Mel Robbins talks about this all the time. You're never going to feel like changing your life. You're never going to feel like putting yourself out there. As she says, Mel Robbins says, motivation is garbage. You have to be so connected to your vision. You have to be pulled towards it. You're never going to push yourself to do things. It just doesn't work like that. And even if it does for a little while, it's not sustainable. That's why so many of us start diet plans, workout plans, all of these life-changing plans, and then fall off the bandwagon. Because it might feel great for a little while in the beginning when we've got that initial spark of motivation, but unless we have this sustainable pull towards what it is that we're trying to achieve, we'll never ever be able to do that. And that's where the excuses creep in. That's where each and every single day we wake up and we have two decisions that we can make. We can either not do it or we can do it. And of course, we choose the easiest. Like I said, we leave the choose what matters to us or what's easy. And if you don't, if putting content out online, if building and growing your business doesn't matter to you that much, I mean, that's kind of nice and I have this awesome vision, but unless it's a must, it's necessary, it's your lifeblood, unless it's that close to your heart, you're always going to retract back to what's easy. So I really want you to, the first step to do is to really create that crystal clear emotional vision.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The next is to simply make a decision. You know, you have to cut off from any other alternative. Your excuses are always going to be there. I still come up with excuses each and every single day. Sometimes I just don't feel like recording a video or creating a podcast because it's not the easy thing to do and the excuses bubble up for me. But I've made a decision. I've made a decision that I want to be the number one YouTube channel for female entrepreneurs. I've made a decision that I want to connect with millions of people all over the world with this podcast. I've made a decision that I want to change the people's millions of people around the world's lives. That's just a decision that I've made. It's not a wish that I have. It's a decision that I've made. You have to make a decision. You know, quite often when people are trying to quit smoking, they want to quit smoking or they have quit smoking. You know, is it, I want to quit smoking? No, that's, you're going to have a cigarette, you know, when the opportunity comes around. Or is it, I am now a non-smoker. I've made a decision. I'm a non-smoker. That's the only way that you're ever going to do that. Or losing weight. I've made a decision to lose weight. This is it. That's the decision that I've made. There's no other alternative. I am now someone who is losing weight. That is my identity. I've made this decision, or I should lose weight. It'd be kind of nice. You know, there's so much more powerful force behind just making a decision. But the thing is, I see so many people, and this is something that I did a lot myself, talking about making decisions. But what I used to do a lot of the time was I would make the decision, I would feel really strong about it, but then I would do the opposite. That's because you've trained your brain to not value the decisions that you are making, because there's been too many times in your life where you've said you were going to do something and you've done the opposite. You've strengthened those neural pathways in your brain that goes from decision to rejection of decision. So every single time that you say you're going to do something, your brain almost does the opposite. So start with small decisions, right? If you're going to build up to this big, grand, I'm going to put myself on Facebook Live every single day, or all of these things that you're going to pursue to build your brand and to put yourself out there, start with small decisions. It might be, I'm going to go for a 15-minute walk tomorrow morning, and then do it. Force yourself to do it. I'm going to not eat chocolate this week. Don't eat chocolate this week. I'm going to make that uncomfortable sales phone call in my job. Just start with small things and build it up slowly so that then you can make the decision that I'm going to go on Facebook Live every single day. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to start a blog or a YouTube channel, and I'm going to put out 2 videos a week. You can build up to that big decision, but then you've already started to train your brain to react in accordance to the decision, not against it. So make sure you're making a decision, but condition yourself to be a decision maker and someone who follows through on that decision. And then finally, it's moment to moment honesty, right? I talk to myself all the time. I don't know if it's because I've gone slightly crazy from working home alone for like the past 12 months, or if it's because it's a very clever thing for me to do to be able to continually coach myself through the situations that I need coaching through. But moment to moment monitoring, moment to moment conversations with yourself are what are going to help you to make the best decision in each and every single moment, not just the profound decision. But if you find yourself making excuses, if you find yourself saying things like, I can't do this because of this, have a conversation with yourself about whether or not that is honestly true. Because the only person who knows truly whether or not you don't have any time in your calendar whatsoever to even put out the smallest piece of content is you. And what we'd often see is that, yes, you're saying, oh, I've got kids, I've got to do the grocery shopping, I've got to do the soccer runs, I've got to go to my job, I've got to do all of this stuff. But you're the only person that knows if you're sitting down for 35 minutes on a Thursday afternoon reading O magazine and drinking a cup of coffee. You're the only person who knows if you're scrolling on social media for 25 minutes in the morning. You're the only person that knows if you're spending an hour every Sunday afternoon watching, you know, Game of Thrones or House of Cards on Netflix. You're the only person that knows that stuff, right? And you're the only person that can objectively say, I'm not spending my time wisely, and yet I'm making excuses about all the other things. Yeah, the Monday morning school drop-offs and the pickups and the work and the job. Yes, okay, I do have all of those things, but is every moment that I have compact with these things, or am I using those as an excuse because I'm afraid to put out content or it's not important to me? You have to look at your entire week, and something that I spoke about in a recent video, which was my productivity hacks, is do an audit of your week. And if there is literally zero time, which I highly doubt there would be, zero time for you to put out content, then wake up earlier or stay up later. There's always a way. Where there's a will, there is a way. But please understand that excuses always sound so juicy and delicious. They just get you that get out of jail free card, don't they? Well, no, they don't. Because if you use them, then you're stuck. You're not going to create the impact you want to create. You're not going to build the business. You're not going to get the money. You're not going to have the lifestyle. You're just going to have a bunch of excuses. And you're still going to be sitting there on Sunday afternoon watching Game of Thrones or playing Sudoku or... does anyone even play Sudoku anymore? I was trying to think of a phone game, Angry Birds on your phone. People probably don't play that anyway. Regardless, whatever it is that you're doing and you're making an excuse that you can't put out content, you're the only one that can be honest with yourself about that. So please audit your time, pitch your vision, get an emotional attachment to your vision, know exactly why it is that you want to do what you want to do and emotionally what it's going to mean for you. Then start having those conversations with yourself about each and every single moment and how you're spending your time, and then just make a decision. Train yourself to be someone who makes a decision and follows through, and then just make a decision that this is what you are going to do. We're going to talk in future episodes about more of the things that you can do, because oftentimes we're making excuses because we just don't know. But, you know, the simplest thing you can do is start creating rich content, a blog, a YouTube channel, or a podcast. That's the simplest thing you can do. You just got to make a decision to do it, and you've got to be consistent and follow through. That's how you build the business of your dreams. So I really hope this was helpful. I know it was quite direct, but sometimes we really just do need to hear it. At the end of the day, you know, I love the quote, you can have your excuses or you can have your dreams or goals. I don't even know how the quote goes. I'm not sure if I just made it up in this episode either, but it is true that you can have one or the other, and it's always up to you. It's your decision. Just some food for thought. Take it on board, and I hope you have a lovely day. So that is it, my dear friend, for today's episode. I really, really hope that it was valuable to you. I really hope that you got some information that you can take away to really start growing a profitable and memorable personal brand and just show up for life being unapologetically yourself. I would be super, super grateful if you could take just a couple of moments of your time to leave me a review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. I really appreciate you listening today. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.